getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hello, my name is Mike Ford. I'm the pastor at Life Community Church in Kirkland. We exist to reach people with the message of God's love, a church where everyone is valued and welcome, to help people grow and be transformed into the likeness of Jesus, a church where everyone is changed, and to make an impact in our community and world by loving and serving others, a church where everyone is making a difference. If you're looking for a church, you're welcome to join us for worship any Sunday at 10 a.m. You can find out more if you like about Life Community Church by visiting our website at www.lifekirkland.org. Now, I am honored and excited to be sharing with you today the pastor's perspective. Now, do you believe God has uniquely created you and uniquely placed you with unique neighbors and networks at this unique time for a purpose? Now, I believe he has. I believe we are all placed for a purpose. Let's look at God's word. Jeremiah 29, verses 4 through 7. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there, do not decrease. Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. God is saying, I want you to work and pray for the peace and prosperity of your city, to pray for spiritual renewal, to love where you live. You are placed for a purpose. The context here is that Israel is in captivity, and they are exiled in Babylon, which is modern-day Iraq. For hundreds of years, the prophets told the people of Israel to turn back to God. They didn't, and they were taken captive by the Babylonians. Now, why would they want to even think about working for the peace and prosperity of the people who took them captive? I mean, they have different gods, they have different religions, different culture, different values. They're probably thinking, why should I worry about Babylon? I don't need to work for this. But Jeremiah 29, verse 10 and 11 goes on and says, this is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. God is saying that I've got good plans for you. A part of God's plan and purpose is that they would work for the peace and prosperity of the city where they lived, that they would pray, that they would be a blessing, and they would survive. And as a result, God would work in their life, that they would have a hope and a future, and that they would prosper. And then here's what happens. They do that, and as a result, a country has a spiritual revival. This is told in the book of Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar turns to God, and the whole nation turns to God. You see, God is carrying out his purposes. Secondly, what happens, the people of God also turn back to God. And at the end of the 70 years, they cry out to God asking for forgiveness. They repent. Nehemiah goes back to Jerusalem. He rebuilds the wall, and God's people come back to Jerusalem. So it does what God expected it to do. It worked. Imagine that. Now, if God expected them to do this in a more challenging situation than we face, then why not us? You know, there's a great study that Stanford did on happiness, and they call it the happy paradox. And this is what they concluded. They said that you will never be happy if the goal in your life is to be happy. What they found was this: if you pursue meaning or purpose in life, then you get happiness. So follow me here. I said at the beginning that I believe you are placed for a purpose. So what is the meaning and purpose of your life? Well, Genesis 12 is going to give us some insight. It's God's redemptive strategy. We're placed for a purpose, created to love where we live. So how does God give meaning to your life? Here it is, Genesis 12, verses 1 through 3. The Lord had said to Abram, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you. See, God loves you and blesses you so that you can be a blessing to others. How do we find purpose and meaning? By being a blessing. You are placed for a purpose and blessed to be a blessing. God does not give everything in your life for you. God has blessed you to be a blessing. And that is why in the story of Jeremiah, God told them to start blessing the people around them. You see, prior to that, they were hoarding God's blessings. Jesus simply put it this way. Jesus enters the picture. God in the flesh leaves it all and takes up residence in our neighborhood, and he teaches us how to live. He was asked about the greatest commandment. We read in Luke 10:27, he answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." And later on, Jesus says that all the law and the prophets are summed up in these two commandments, loving God and loving your neighbor. So remember, you are loved by God, uniquely created by him and placed by him in your neighborhood, with your networks, at this unique time, and again, with the unique people that he has placed around you to be a blessing.
You've been listening to Pastor Mike Ford of Life Community Church in Kirkland. For more details about the church, visit them online at lifekirkland.org.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.